From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. And here's your host at the Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carl. You guys are great. When Frank Gehry designed this magnificent pavilion here by the shores of Lake Michigan, he provided Chicago with an artistic monument that would last for decades, if not centuries. He did not, however, provide a cover for the seating area. And as it is now raining torrentially, what was going to be simply a radio show in front of a live audience has now become the city's greatest wet t-shirt contest ever.
Now that's a fundraising idea.
Ain't it though? It's great because, you know, all the wet t-shirts are like from the Kronos Quartet summer tour. It's public radio. So it's a little laughter in the rain, or so we hope. Give us a call. The number to call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Trish Christie. I'm from Durham, North Carolina.
How are things in Durham?
They are wonderful.
Is it dry there?
We are dry right now.
Can we all come? Do you have room for about 1,500?
We could use it. Of course, come on.
Trish, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, say hello to a humorist and the man responsible for everything you'll find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi, Trish.
Tom.
How are you?
Next up, say hello to a comedian who will be appearing in Sellersville, Pennsylvania at the Sellersville Theater on Friday, September 12th, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Trish.
Finally, it's television personality and the blogger behind Morocco180.com, Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Trish.
My husband is in love with you.
Oh, my God, that's a problem for you, I suppose.
Yes, it is.
Trish, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will start us off with three quotes from the week's news.
Okay.
If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Here we go. Here is your first quote.
We don't sleep much. What I've had to do is, in the middle of the night, put down the blackberries and pick up the breast pump.
That was somebody talking to People magazine recently about her busy lifestyle as a governor, mother, and now candidate for national office. Who is it?
Sarah Palin.
Yes, Sarah Palin. Most Americans outside Alaska have been trying to get to know Governor Palin since John McCain put her on his ticket last Friday. And to summarize what we have found out so far, imagine, if you will, Marge Gunderson from the movie Fargo, starring in the TV show Northern Exposure, except this time she's played by Tina Fey, and her daughter is Jamie Lynn Spears. Now, Governor Palin, showing remarkable restraint, remained silent during a 5-day-long media feeding frenzy and then came out on Wednesday and delivered a barn burner of a speech, defining herself, praising McCain, and disparaging Barack Obama. It seemed like the opening shot in a new culture war, especially when Ms. Palin ended the speech right there in the XL Energy Center by killing and expertly field-dressing an ACLU member.
Tremendous.
Used everything but the squeal. So, you were there, Mo, weren't you?
I was at both conventions, and during the RNC for Sarah Palin's speech, I sat right next to all those hockey moms, the Michigan delegation. They all had jerseys. And when she did that whole pit bull lipstick line.
Yeah, difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull. Lipstick. Yes.
That's right. They went berserk. And I got to say, it was a pretty amazing performance. But the highlight for me at the end was when the kids came on stage. Piper, Willow, Bristol, Levi, really the whole cast of Wasilla 90210.
99910.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and then, of course, like the mean old guy that runs the diner, who's now running for president.
Yes, exactly.
There too.
Now, Levi was there. Levi, of course, is the young man who, in the biblical sense, came to know Ms. Palin's daughter and is now her fiancé. What was interesting was all we knew about him was his MySpace picture, in which he looked, as he himself said, like a redneck.
Right.
And now he was all nicely cleaned up. Do you think that was his own suit, or do you think that was provided?
Yeah. Look, he's the Jonas brother gone bad. I mean everyone's fascinated with Levi. I mean, you could just see him up on stage there, though, wearing the suit, going, ugh. Got to get out of this monkey suit, back under the ice. And Bristol's saying, Levi, this is really important to my mom. Don't make a scene. I'm telling you, everyone's going to be watching this on the CW.
Yeah.
All right, Trish, speaking of Governor Palin, your next quote is from somebody defending her foreign policy credentials.
She's the commander of the Alaska National Guard. Alaska is right next to Russia. She understands that.
So who is apparently ready to leave America in the charge of the former commander of the Alaska National Guard in case he kicks the bucket while in office?
John McCain.
Yes, also known as Sarah Palin's running mate. With his selection of Governor Palin, just days after his first in-depth conversation with her, McCain introduced, via action, finally, the theme of his presidential campaign. And that theme could be summarized this way. John McCain, he's crazy, but it just might work. McCain and his wife Cindy, actually, both floated the idea that she has foreign policy expertise based on the fact that Alaska is near Russia.
Also near Canada, I might
They said that with a straight face. That is a little like saying that because I am standing right now next to Lake Michigan, I am a catfish.
You know what's gotten very little coverage is all of the potential candidates that were overlooked. For example, a girl named Stephanie, who did a year in Italy as a part of her foreign exchange program.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I might point out my own mother, who raised six children, all high needs, I might add.
I have a pen.
The fact that she's passed away 3 years ago, I don't think should be an issue. I mean, what are they going to do, play the death card on it?
And here's something that I think a lot of people are going to be saying over the next few weeks, which is we need to stop talking about Sarah Palin and get back to the other guy. In his acceptance speech on Thursday evening, in contrast to the young and experienced Barack Obama, McCain offered the country his age, his wisdom, his toughness, and his aggressive response to just about everything. A McCain presidency, he said, will say to other nations, in effect, the world is our lawn, and you kids better get off it. All right, Trish, here is your last quote.
He looked like a man in exile, or maybe a quarantine leper.
That was Michael Crowley of the New Republic commenting on someone who surprisingly only appeared via satellite at the convention of his own party. Who?
President Bush.
President Bush, yes. So, if you want to make it onto the stage of your own party's convention, don't bother winning two presidential elections and leading your party for 8 years. That's not going to cut it, no. You should just knock up the governor of Alaska's teenage daughter. That'll get you there. Using Hurricane Gustav as an excuse, reason, to stay in Washington away from St. Paul, and having dispatched Dick Cheney to Central Asia, almost literally as far away as he could possibly be, President Bush's role at the RNC was reduced to an 8-minute-long satellite appearance. Worse than that, once the screen went dark, he became an unperson. Nobody talked about the Republican president of the United States. Nobody mentioned his name. And perhaps the surest sign that the GOP is doing its best to distance itself from the president, and this is true, in the text of Governor Palin's speech, which she read off the teleprompter, the word nuclear was spelled out phonetically so that she, at long last, would pronounce it correctly.
Well, that at least is change.
Yes, that's the change that we can believe in. Carl, how did Trish do in our quiz?
Trish was great, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Trish, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Great, thank you.